So we left off, we're learning Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Yud Dalet, Siman Yud Gimel. And we spoke about this idea of preparing a bag to use for the purpose of as a compress. So, for example, somebody asked me a Hilchos Shaila, their son got a bee sting, and he's having some type of reaction. It's not life-threatening, but it's very uncomfortable to the point that the whole body is really feeling very weak from it. So the child has a chole kol haguf, and part of the suggestion was to bring down the swelling on the bee sting is to make a moist compress and put it, moist warm compress, and put it on the site. So that was what the doctor suggested to do. So the question is, how do they make this moist warm compress to put on the site? What do they do? They could take a water bottle. A water bottle is made out of rubber. It has a opening. It has a stopper inside. It's made out of rubber, so it will contort to the shape of the person's body, the body's contour. And you fill it with hot water from the urn. It close the stopper so it won't come out and scald the person. And the person could put it on his body. You can't put it on directly because it might burn the body. You wrap it in a towel and you put it on the body. For those of you who are not familiar with what a hot water bottle is, I'm definitely dating myself. But that's not enough over here. It'll give warmth, but they need moisture as well. So they wanted to take a towel and wet the towel. Well, they take the towel and they wet the towel with water. That's going to be a problem. And even if the towel is clean, which most Rishonim say that there's no din of kibbutz on a garment or cloth which is clean, but there is a sheet which says that kibbutz applies even if the item is clean, so we shouldn't do that l'chadchila. So the answer could be that they can wet it with something which is not clean. Soak it in wine or one of those things, so you have the moisture there. And then you can put it on you can use the hot water bottle to give the heat, to give the warmth. And a person can put this warm compress, this warm, moist compress on the bee sting, and that would be a solution of how to do so. However, they would soak it in water, there's going to be a problem. One suggestion was maybe that, let's say you have dirty water. The counter is dirty. Puts a little bit of water on the counter, so that's mutter. Then put the towel there, and the towel will absorb the dirty water. So you can't say that the act of soaking the water in is cleansing it, because the opposite, the water is coming in is dirty, is making it not clean, making the opposite. So that first glance sounds like a good idea. I would be concerned now with this gezeirah shemei yiskor, because even that situation where the water is dirty, when you squeeze out the water that comes out, it takes some of the dirt with it. And that might therefore be considered a problem of skita of malabin, and not of kibbutz. Nobody's doing it in order to retain the water. But a person would do it there is a cleansing process taking place as a person squeezes out the water. And so that being said, this would be a solution. And that's what the Chayim is talking about, this idea over here that he's introducing a way to create some type of a useful item for the purpose of refuah. Okay, we covered this point over here in Siman Yud Gimel. There is more to talk about all of these types of scenarios: how to clean a tablecloth, how to clean a table, how to clean. What do you do if a person's beggar gets soaking wet? Person's beggar gets dirty from a liquid. There's much more to talk about these things, but really they belong, or at least are important, to do the malach of malabein beforehand, in all of its details, to be able to understand these halachas properly. So we're going to leave that, Bezus Hashem, for when we go to the Malach of Malabin. The Chayotim moves on and discusses in the next siman, deals a case which would not be unless a person is involved in agriculture. So he deals with, a case where a person has squeezed the olives or grapes before Shabbos, and the liquid is flowing out. Does the gzeres of mashmish shezav apply in that scenario? We're not going to learn that siman, because practically we do not have this type of situation in our standard lives. We are going to move on to Simon Tezayim Bez Hashem in the next year, which continues the topic we're talking about, Skita pulling liquid out of garments, etc. Meanwhile, have a good day.